Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Good day to all of you on this wonderful Wednesday. Wow, we're in the month of March already, and I would like to share with all of you that this weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn more about me, visit my website. You'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. So today's topic, we're going to be talking about 6 healthy habits for women at every age. Now, March is a wonderful month. It's the start of daylight savings time this weekend. Spring is coming a little bit later on in the month. It's my birthday month. Woohoo! It's just a wonderful. March is just a wonderful month. But it is also, in reference to health and the significance of the month of March, it is National Nutrition Month. March is National Nutrition Month. And it is also Women's History Month. And our women have done so much in this country, in this world. We have a rich history of what women have accomplished. So why not just tie the two together? National Nutrition Month and Women's History Month. And we're talking about women and health. So there you go. 6 healthy habits for women at every age. And I would just like to share with you those 6 healthy habits. So listen up, because here they come. Well, beginning with highlighting preventative measures at the beginning of the year and, you know, just talking about ways to protect yourself from chronic disease and boost your overall health. Fueling up on nutrient-rich whole foods like avocados can support female reproduction health and also help fight off free radicals. While certain supplements can help ensure that we're getting essential vitamins and minerals that may be lacking in our diet. Supplements, we need supplements. So while maintaining a nutrient-rich diet, it is absolutely essential for optimal health. There are even more healthy habits you can adopt to stay feeling great at every age. Some are as simple enough, so simple, that you can easily incorporate them into your daily activities, mainly your morning routine. So now, let's talk about the 6 healthy habits that support women's health. We're talking about Nutrition Month. We're talking about women's history. Well, we're just marrying the two and talk about women's training is a healthy habit. That's healthy habit number 1, strength training. Fight muscle loss. Losing muscle not only reduces our strength, but it also slows down our metabolic rate, which leads to weight gain. Strength training is crucial for staying fit and strong. Plus, strength training is an excellent way to increase bone mass and fight osteoporosis, an issue many women face as they age. And this is definitely something you want to combat, osteoporosis. So strength training is the way to go. Try strength or resistance training exercises with handheld weights. Exercise bands you can use as well, or machines to retain and rebuild your muscles for optimal health at every age. It's easy to make your living room your personal gym. All you need are some free weights, perhaps a 5-pounder. And if you really want to go into the deep end, try the 10-pounder. Indeed. Kettlebells are wonderful for women. They work on your stability and your overall strength specifically. your upper body. You can combine those with some squats. And so just remember that strength training is key to maintaining or increasing your bone mass and fight osteoporosis. So that's healthy habit number one. All right, ladies, you're listening up? And men, this will work for you too. It's just not exclusive to ladies, but we're just talking about women and health, being that it is National Nutrition Month. Here is healthy habit number two. And this one and the next one perhaps may be, you know, something that you're not used to or something that you might not be even willing to look into or try to experiment with. But it is acupuncture. Integrating acupuncture and Eastern medicine into your heart healthy routine can reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease. One of the biggest threats to women's health. We spoke about it, guys. February is Heart Health Month, and I spoke about it. Cardiovascular disease is a very, very important disease to look at. It's something that you don't want to take light of, and you want to pay attention and understand that it's the biggest threat to women's health. One of. It's even more of a detriment to your health than cancer, breast cancer is. You know, I mean, they're both detriments. However, there are more women that die each year due to cardiovascular disease as opposed to breast cancer. So acupuncture may be one of your methods of combating that. So once again, you can incorporate into your heart healthy routine and reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease by as much as 80%. That's a lot. I've never tried acupuncture. I'll be honest with you, I never have. Will I ever? Perhaps. That's just not on the radar, on the agenda. I don't have like a date in my calendar penciled in for that. I don't. But if it comes along, it may. And if not, so be it. I'll still be alive and well because I'm doing a lot of other things that are very healthy for me. And we're going to dabble into four more. But before I move on to the next four, just letting you know that applying acupuncture needles along certain sites on the wrist, inside the forearm, or in the leg has proven particularly effective in lowering high blood pressure. So now the acupuncture, you probably won't know this or remember this, but the acupuncturist is supposed to be the professional that will be able to tell you, okay, what are you having issues with? What are you having, what are your ailments? And they'll be able to apply the acupuncture needles in those specific areas where it can help you with whatever it is that you're going through. Qigong movement exercises. This is healthy habit number three. Stress, a poor diet, and life imbalances can block the flow of energy to key pathways running through the breast area. Daily repetition of simple energy exercises called Qigong movements can help you take charge of your breast health and keep energy flowing smoothly throughout your body. So Qigong, it's pronounced Qigong, but it's spelled Qigong. Qigong. Here is healthy habit number four, Ayurvedic skin brushing. If you've never tried it, you've got to. Strengthen your immune system. We're still in winter. I know it's March. Spring is coming. But, hey, where I live, we're getting more snow tonight. So strengthen your immune system and keep your skin glowing with a simple and traditional technique called dry brushing. This healthy practice will eliminate toxins from the body and increase circulation of the lymphatic system. Try adding dry brushing to your self-care routine to improve your health and rejuvenate your skin. A lot of specialists, they recommend that you do it before you go to bed. It's invigorating to the point where it's not going to keep you up. It's invigorating and relaxing at the same time. Don't know how to explain it. Yes, I've done it. But it is something that you want to definitely try out and just invest in a dry skin brush. Just look it up online, your favorite search engine, and there'll be a plethora of resources to look into to get yourself a dry skin brush. And get the most natural bristles that you can find, because once again, anything that goes through your skin and something that you're dealing with for the betterment of your health, you want to go as natural as possible. So look for something with all natural bristles when you're looking for a dry skin brush. Here is healthy habit number 5, moving right along here. Essential oils are known to have stress-relieving properties. So we're talking about aromatherapy here. Yeah, that there are some other things that are legal to sniff and will do your body good, indeed. So essential oils, they've been known to have stress-relieving properties, and they can help alleviate the many different types of health issues a woman may experience in her lifetime. To relieve PMS symptoms, and a lot of women experience that, try burning a lavender candle or soothe a migraine using peppermint oil. Just make sure to contact your doctor for advice on how to start incorporating essential oils into your routine. So if you're not certain of how to use aromatherapy, definitely I would recommend you searching up a professional. There are so many out there who are into natural essential oils, organic essential oils, and they know exactly which specific or what specific essential oils to use for what particular ailment or issue that you're encountering or challenge. So check with a professional first. If you're not sure, just don't say, oh, Coach Jess said buy some peppermint oil, I got a migraine. Okay, what you going to do with the peppermint oil when you get it? So you've got to look into these things. Ask a professional. Search someone local in your area. If not, you know, someone on the internet that you trust. There are a lot of well-known names that I'm certain if you search whatever it is that you're looking for, you'll say, you know what, I gravitate to this individual, and I want to see what they have to say about it. So do your research. So that is healthy habit number 5. Number 6 and the final healthy habit for the day, but definitely not the least, not the last. Meditation. Your mind can be a very powerful tool in preventing and healing conditions or illness brought on by, yes, is the big S word, stress. Wow, wow, wow. Meditation can help you focus your mental imagery on what you want to improve, boosting your mood and enhancing your overall health. Now, listen, if you want to get rid of stress once and for all, and I'm not going to say that you're never, ever going to encounter stress again in your life, because guess what? Life happens. The loss of a loved one, the loss of a job, you know, just a sudden sickness in your with yourself or a family member, anything like that can trigger off some serious stress hormones that you don't want to hold on to. So you've got to practice de-stressing. And meditation in different forms are, you know, easy to pick up and utilize. Prayer, I pray. You know, there are others that may just meditate. You know, and there's some that like to be in nature. They go out for a brisk walk and inhale the fresh air. Hopefully, if you got fresh air around. You know, there are different things that you can do. Exercise is great as well. It's a great de-stressor. But, you know, we're talking about meditation, and you can do things to clear your mind of the stress triggers, things that are setting off the stress in the first place. You know what they are. You know what's causing it, what's causing your mind to focus on that one particular stress issue. So just, you know, think about the good things. It's in Philippians, it's in the Bible. You know, the Bible says to think on these things, whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever things are lovely, true, perfect. Think on these things, beautiful things. So meditate on things that are positive. The negative, I forgot her name, the doctor, I believe she's from South Africa. She talks about, you know, the green trees and the black trees. The black trees are the ones that don't have any life. And when you're thinking about things your mind is always dwelling on the negative, it creates more black trees in your life. When you're thinking about more positive things, things that make you feel alive, there are more green trees. The green trees combat or crowd out the black trees. The black trees, or you know, that are dead, have no leaves on them. So you want to be able to just, the mind is a very powerful thing. You want to be able to think on things that are true. You know, there's a song that says, count your blessings. Count your blessings. You are blessed. Count your blessings, and you won't have to be stressed anymore. Like I said, things will happen. Some things are unavoidable, but guess what? You can control the outcome, how you feel in the end. Can't control the necessarily the result itself. Okay, this is what happened, and this is what happened. You can't turn back the clock. However, you can control the outcome. How are you going to feel from this point on, this point forward? You've got to be in control of that. So there you have it, folks. There are 6 healthy habits for women that will definitely help in a woman's life at any age and every age. But men, I'm sure you can take part in it as well. So I'll just recap. 6 healthy habits that supports women health. Strength training, acupuncture, Qigong movement exercises, Ayurvedic skin brushing, aromatherapy, and meditation. Now, here is a little bonus I'd like to say. There's one key to maintain a healthy attitude. One key. There are many, but there's one key I would like to share with you. And you're probably like, oh, what is this one key? One key. Guess what? Drink more water. Wow! No, it's not rocket science. It's not a discovery. It's not something that, you know, they just, the researchers just discovered. Drink more water. When you are dehydrated, the danger of dehydration is, one, you become cranky. 2, you feel like you're hungry, but you're really not. Your skin is not as supple if you don't drink enough water. And you have to remember that it will help you. Well, let me just put it this way. You can't live without water. You can live without food. You just can't live without water. You've got to live. As a matter of fact, you can't go more than, I believe it's 4 days without water. You've got to, I mean, some people say, well, I drink water once a week. Well, you're getting water from some source, perhaps some type of vegetable. Miracle, you don't drink water, but maybe you don't eat vegetable either. However, if you're getting, you know, your water from a certain source, watermelon or any type of melons that are very high in water content, your greens, there's your water. It doesn't replace drinking good old-fashioned H2O. However, you're obtaining the water from somewhere. And but it's just important to maintain a well-hydrated body, because dehydration, according to the Mayo Clinic, it occurs when you use or lose more fluid than you're taking in, and your body doesn't have enough water and other fluids to carry out its normal functions. And if you don't replace the lost fluids, you'll get dehydrated. Not only that, water helps you go. You know, it becomes a little bit more easy, a little bit easier for you to, eliminate. I'm just going to put it that way. Constipation is inevitable if you are not well hydrated. So there are just lots of forms of ailments that you can combat and just get rid of altogether if you just drink a little bit more water. So that is one specific key, and it will change your attitude, because when you're backed up, you're cranky. When you feel like you're hungry, you're cranky. You know, when you have dry, itchy skin and you're not hydrated, you're cranky. All these things make you irritable. And so just one simple key that can change your entire attitude and your outcome, your outlook, by drinking water. So I hope this helps you. Indeed. You know, you can have, as far as dehydration is concerned, the symptoms are dry, sticky mouth, sleepiness, or tiredness. Children are likely to be less active than usual. Believe it or not, they need water, and we give children water all the time, and they drink it, but we don't. Thirst, you may feel the symptom of dehydration, obviously is the most obvious one. A decreased urine output, for kids, no wet diapers for 3 hours for infants. Few or no tears when crying, that's for kids, of course. Dry skin, is there anyone, a headache? You know, kids shouldn't get headaches. Drink some water, you're dehydrated. Constipation, I spoke about that, dizziness or lightheadedness, you know. Not only that, urine is not supposed to be as dark as the color, mustard. It's not supposed to be that dark or even darker than that, or turmeric. You know, it's not supposed to look like that. It's supposed to look like lemon juice, basically. So if you look at your urine when you pee, look at the color. Pay attention to your bodily fluid. And you're yes, I'm getting a little graphic here, aren't I? But, hey, I'm a health coach, and I've got to let you know exactly what to look for. Pay attention to what your urine looks like when you go to the bathroom. And that will be a sure sign that, you know, ooh, it's dark. I need some more water. You know, you bring up that water intake, you know, just drink 2 glasses right then and there. And call it a day. If you need any assistance with getting it down, you know, flavor your water with fruit or something citrus. You know, cut a slice or two of orange and put it in your water. Squeeze some lemon juice, natural lemon juice, not from the bottle that's been sitting on the shelf in your grocer for months and who knows how long. Not that type of lemon juice. Buy yourself a real lemon. It has a shape. And you can cut it and squeeze the lemon juice out and squeeze it into your water and drink it that way if you need some help. Some people just don't like the taste of water. It's very hard for them to get it down. I'm one that I like to flavor my water as well. First thing in the morning, there you go, lemon water. It hydrates you. It you know, helps you. And you will not be constipated either. So remember to, you know, flavor it. Just make it so that, and I'm not saying put sugar in it, you know, none of that. None of that. But flavor it with natural fruit that you can put in your water. If you want to put cucumbers in your water, go ahead and do that. That'll help as well. Something to make you down it. That will definitely give you a boost. And so that is just definitely one key. We've already gone over the 6 healthy habits for women at every age, but your key to maintaining a healthy attitude, both physically and emotionally, is drinking more water. So I hope that it's helped you folks indeed. I'd love to talk about health and nutrition. And on that note, we're going to go right into Wednesday's word that comes to us from Billy Graham's Daily Devotion. God is the life giver. He made the world and everything there is. Hebrews 1, verse 2. There are many arguments we could marshal to give evidence of the existence of God. There is scientific evidence pointing to God's existence. For example, whatever is in motion must be moved by another, for motion is the response of matter to power. In the world of matter, there can be no power without life. And life presupposes a being from which emanates the power to move things such as tides and the planets. Or there is the argument that says nothing can be the cause of itself. Well, it would be prior to itself if it caused itself to be. And that is an absurdity. Then there is the law of life. We see objects that have no intellect, such as stars and planets, moving in a consistent pattern, operating ingeniously with one another. Hence, it is evident that they achieve their movements not by accident, but by design. Whatever lacks intelligence cannot move intelligently. An arrow would be useless without a bow and an archer. What gives direction and purpose and design to inanimate objects? It is God. He is the underlying motivating force of life. Prayer for the day, Lord, I know that without your power, my life would be useless. Promise me by your Holy Spirit to glorify you in everything I do. And that is Wednesday's word. God bless you all on this wonderful Wednesday, hump day. Boy, spring is in the air. I can feel it already. Daylight savings time is coming, and I am so excited for this wonderful season, my favorite season of all. On that note, once again, folks, I'd love to hear from you on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook. Have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. God bless you, and bye-bye.